Here we are going to be starting the third parak of Erevin in Nav Yomi. We're on Chafav Amud Bet, the bottom of the page. Chom Arvin Mishtafin Chutz V'Maim Min Hamela. So when you're making an Erev Chatzerot, you can do so with any food. Also, if you're making Shutif Bavo'ot, also you can do with anything, except for Chutz Min Hamayim V'Melach, except for using salt and water. Similarly, when you're buying things with the money of redeemed Maaser Sheni, you can buy anything except for water and salt. Another min hamazon, if somebody swears off of food, mutar b'melach b'mayim, right? So if they made a vow that he won't be eating food, he is allowed to have water and salt. Marvin Lanazar Biyain Lilistral Bitruma. You can make an Erev for a Nazir using wine, and for a Yisrael using Truma. Simla Samar Bachulin. Someone says no, and actually if you're using if they're a Kohanim and Yisrael in this mixed together, you can only use Bachulin. You can't use Truma. Similarly, you place the Erev in a Beit HaPras, even though they're quite included, even though the Kohanim can't actually walk there to get food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Bein HaKvarot. So a Beit HaPras basically is a field that had a grave that was plowed over and it's not currently where it is anymore. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu Bein HaKvarot, even if you place the Erev in a graveyard, it would still, literally between the graves in a graveyard even, that would then, which the Kohen cannot have access to, he would still be a kosher Erev. Because he could still, go in between the graves and not send it over a grave in order to not get without becoming a tummy. So Amar B'Yochanan, V'ein L'meidim in a Klolo, V'afilu Makom Shemar B'Chutz. So now the question, we start off with saying, we'll call Marvin Chutz. So the question is, can we really learn out from general rules or not? So Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't learn out from what it says Klolo, from general rules, general statements, V'afilu Makom Shemar B'Chutz. Even when it says general rule, followed by exceptions where it's not part of the rule, you still can't learn out from there. Yekamar, as Rabbi Yochanan had stated, afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz miklal d'lav hachikai echakai. So he says that even when it says except, this proves by inference that he was not related to the general statement he made in the Mishnah. So the question, because the chutz might not be connected. So what do you mean? Something here when I say chutz, what is the chutz related to? Hatam kai kol mitzvah asei shel grama anashim chayavim anashim turot. That all mitzvah asei shel grama. Men are kaya, then women are plotter from it. But shalo hazman grama echad nashim echad nashim bayavim. And with the zazos of grama, whether men or women, they're both chayav. Chlalahu, and it's the chol mitzvot asei shel grama nashim turot. It's really a general principle that women are plotter from a mitzvah sheyesh la grama. Hare matza simcha v'hakel. But what about? What about eating matzah pesach, the mitzvah simcha yantiv, and the mitzvah hakel, the mitzvah asay shazon gramahu, but nashim chayavot. Like those are three mitzvah asays that are definitely shazon grama that women are explicitly included in. So why do you say that they're patrot? So, right? Because something seems to be off here. So, So what is it? Are they pterot or are they not pterot from mitzvah shesh grama? There's three of them that are actually chayav in midoraita from quite explicitly from the psukim. So Right, so that's the one side of the argument. Then we're going to argue from the other side. All mitzvah to say shalos man grama nashim chayvot. Also, all mitzvah to say that women that is not zman grama are women chayvin. Hare talmud Torah pri rivia pidyon haben mitzvah to say shalos man grama nashim tarov. These are mitzvah to say that are not zman grama. Women are not proper from them. Again, those are learning Torah. Mitzvah of procreation, that of redeeming the firstborn child. Right, so all those are ones that we're going to have to from, even though they're not Chesman Grandma. So because of these examples of where we know the klal doesn't work out, therefore in general we won't let you use these klalot, these general rules. Even when it says worthless. Amar Bai Vitema Rabbi Yirmiya Avananami Tanina. And then Abai says, and some says Rabbi Yirmiya. I also have so much similar brayta. I also have similar from Mishnah. Oklal Karamru Kol Shanisa Al Gabe Zahav Tameh B'chol Hazav Shanisa Al Gabe Zahav. So whatever whatever is carried by a zav is tamei, but whatever a zav is carried on top of it is tahor. Right? Chutz min haroes mishkan moshav adam, except for if the zav was carried by a place, honestly, that is worthy of being sat on, lied upon or sat on, or a human. Too late, is that really it? Ika America, but what about Chumat America? Something that you ride and also make become Tame, as mentioned in the Torah. So America, hey, you know, by Chumat America. Easy out to Malay, if you're sitting on me riding, and that's Chumat Moshe. Anahaka Kamran, that's the thing to say. Ha Ika Gaba the Ukva. Now there's the upper part of the saddle. Which is neither sat upon nor lied upon. Titania, as it said in the Raita, Ha'ukaf Tamei Moshav. The Ukaf, that's the saddle south is Tamei because of Moshav. Ha'tufus Tamei Merkav. But the pommel, right, which is attached to the front, right, and you don't sit on it, you simply, you know, use a different position. That's Tamei because of Merkav. El Shamina and the Midi Mirkalot Afilu Bibakam Shemar Bachus. Or rather, instead of Rabbi Yochanan learning from here that you can't learn that from Klalot even when it says the word Chutz. Amar Avina Avitim Rav Nachman Avananamitina. We also have a similar Mishnah to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Makoma Arvin Mishnah Chutz Minamai Bemelach. So you can make it anything except for salt and water. Would you like it? Really, nothing else. But ha'ika kamehan ubitriot. Now there are things. There are truffles and mushrooms. El shmamina. They're also not valid. El shmamina in the meidim nechalo to feel the makom shemar bachutz. Therefore, actually, you learn that you can't really learn anything from anything out of a klal from what it says from general rules of Mishnayot, even when it says the word chutz. Okay, now we go back to another statement of the Mishnah. Hakol nikah b'kesef maaser. Chutz v'nami ben melach. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, Barchanina, chad matnei ayiruv, chad matnei maaser. So Rabbi Lezer, Barchanina, both have the same tradition. One teaches it in regards to ayiruv, one teaches it in regards to maaser sheni. Chad matnei ayiruv, one of them teaches the halacha regards to ayiruv. Lo shenu alamayim b'fnei atzmo melach b'fnei atzmo de'ei marvin. Aval mayim b'melach marvin. So one of the things is that the problem is only water or only salt, but both of them together would work. Sometimes they're regarding master as well. Lo shenu ela mayim mifnei atzmo, melach mifnei atzmo, de'ei nikachin. Aval mayim u'melach nikachin mikesef maaser. And one teaches about master, that the only taught is by water by itself, or salt by itself, but if you do the most, that you can't buy it with master, but if you do them both together, then you would be able to. With master shiny money. So monetani man naser kolshgan erev. Madman erev of a master low. So if you say that it works for master shiny, of course for erev, but you say for erev, not necessarily for master shiny. My time, why not? Here, you may think that for For my understanding, specifically, you need to have some sort of produce. So therefore, even water and salt would never, never could not be considered to be produce. Rabbi Yitzchak Maaser. Rabbi Yitzchak came and taught about Maaser. Meitzvei. Then we're gonna ask a question. No, objection based on right. Hayin Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadir Shabnei Rabbi Eliezer. Shabbat Abba Hayilochin Sir B'Kesef Maaser. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadir says that my father's house, they used to buy brine with money of Maaser Sheni. Amar Lo Shema. Rather, that's only the case when there are still fish innards mixed in with the brine. So even then, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish only said it by brine, which is still the fat of produce, meaning because it still has fish fat in it. But if it was just purely salt and water, no, you would not be able to. And we're Yosef. Turn to the page. Lo nisrucha ela shenata al tochan shemen. Rather, what is the case is that only necessary, when are you allowed to buy it? Only when you also have salt. Right? Lo nisrucha ela shenata al tochan shemen. If you have salt as well, that's enough. So amar lei abaye. A typical lei mishum shemen. What do you mean? Then it's got salt in it. And then that's not salt and water. That's got oil in it. It's not salt and water. It's salt, water, and oil. No, this is the case where I'm paying for the value of the water and the salt by including the payment for the oil. So even though the money paid for the oil, he adds the price of the oil in order to include the water and salt mixed in. So that's why it would work. Bahavala Misharvitz, this is when you let it, this is when you let it bought, buy things through Havla. Or when you let it buy, you know, something along with when you're using Maaser Sheni money. In Divah Tanya, but is this really so? Yes, and yes it is. Yes. Divah Tanya is standing to the right. So Ben Bagba Gomer, Babakar Melamech, Lokin Bakar, Al Gavoro. That implies that you're allowed to buy the cattle along with the tide, Batson, Melamech, Lokin, Asson, Al Gazgav, Gizato. That implies that means when you buy the sheep, you can also buy its shearings. Which means when you buy wine, you can also pay for the storage vessel it's in. And when it says, and as far as Greek ones, one even by med, when grapes are soaked in it. Even once it is fermented, it acquires flavor of wine. Even if it's not, right, it's not even actual wine, it's also, but also any other derivative type drink. So Amar Biochanan, Maim Dimitargim, Liba Bakar, Liba Dimbak Bak, Mobilna, Mane, Batray, Lebe, Masuta. But also, whoever interprets the word Bakar in accordance with Ben Bagbag, I will carry his clothes for him to the bathhouse, meaning I will honor him greatly, like the way that a servant would treat a master. So my time, right? So what's the case? Why is Rabbi Yochanan adding an explanation for Bagbagim by Bakar? Because he says all of the everything we said above is necessary except for the word by Bakar, which is an extra, which is an excess. So my three things, what do you need it for? You cut the Rahman of Bakar, Havamina, Bakar, who the Mizban, Al Gavoro, Mishum to Gufeu. About Son, Al Gavise, Lo Gufe, Emalo. Right, so you don't need a Bakar, because Bakar, right, is attached to it. You can't separate out an animal's hide from it while it's alive. So you wouldn't even need to save that, because if you're buying a cow, you're buying a cow. So if you could have one about some agav gizanta, how about me and I should have mechubar ba la yain agav kankano emalo. If you'd only taught batzon, you wouldn't necessarily have known about the wine because the sheep will attach to it. But the wine bottle and the wine are two separate items. If you took one about yain, how about me and I should have the hainu nitzirute. And if you're talking about wine, you mean it's only you want to buy the bottle because it's protecting it. About temed, mishayach meitz, the kiyuha ba'almahu emelo. But in regards to the med that fermented, which is merely as basically acidity, you might say not because it's kiyuha. It's not really a proper not really meant for anything. Emelo basically you're not allowed to. So Kadarukmana Shekhar says on for a drink to allow even that. Kadarukmana Shekhar, Habamina, Mai Shekhar, Devela, Kilot, the Peru. And when you say for a drink, I thought that's only referring to dried figs from Kila, which can actually intoxicate you. About Yain, Agav, Kankano, I'm low, but you may know that wine together with its jug is no good. So, therefore, you need one. Ema kta kata rachmana yain agav kan kano hadana tirta. And it's ordering on wine. That may be by the jug. You may thought it's only because it you need it for the wines to be preserved properly. And so of al son agav gizata emelo. You might have said that you can do it for the sheep's shearings. Rachmana al son if you love agav gizata. Therefore, the brothers and sons to teach that even the sheep, the fleece of the sheep goes with it. Abakar Lamali, still, I don't understand why. What do you need the word in oxen? Chite ma'ila kotev rachman babakar habamin atzon agav ora'in agav izat alo. If you were to tell me that by atzon goes by for its skin, but not for its wool. So you want to say the babakar includes its skin, then you want to use its stone to include its shearings. So if you look at the rachman of babakar, so if you hadn't had the word babakar, I would not have said that sheep was tied in al gav gizata. Agav oragi and al gizalo, because if not, the one said the word stone. You may have thought that stone is only allowing you to buy its skin, not something to say about its shearings. Zim kain, lifta rachman babakar. Mimela, yitzer leitzon. That's why, if that's the case, then the public should have said just bakar, and then you'd have also done stone. So what, So since the pasuk already still does state that zone, and then applies even for its shearings, what's Bakar teaching us? Hashat zone, agav gizata mizdabna. Shemibah gives the sleeves. Bakar agav orah mibaya. So wait, if you can buy a shoe with a sleeve, why are you even asking if you can buy an animal on behalf of its leather? I knew become Rabbi Yochanan, my demotagli of Bakar, libidbibagbak, mavilna mane, lebe mitzvah. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever trains the word Bakar for me, according to the Ibn Bagbag, I will carry his clothes for him in the bathhouse. My kabiflagi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eleazar, Mahani Tanai, and Lakaman. So what are they arguing about Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eleazar? This said later. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eleazar, Darshi, Ribuya Miyute, Vahat, and Tanai, Darshi, Kali Prate. So, in one regard, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eleazar, the Tanai, who you're going to explain soon, argue about. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eleazar, expand based on Ribuya Miyute in amplifications and restrictions, whereas the other Tanai do it versus generalizations and details of Kali Prate. So now we're going to explain what we mean. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eleazar, Darshi, Ribui, Miut. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eleazar, they darshan based on amplifications and restrictions, based on inclusions and exclusions. Ratzata kesef, ba'kol asher tavan hashecha, riba. So, and you shall place money wherever you want, that is an inclusive statement. Babakar Matson, that is a limit, that's a limiting statement. Riba. So increase again. Riba Hakol, that means that you've included everything. My Rabbi called me. So what is so what have you then included? Everything. Umay meat, what have you included? Rabbi Elazar, meat, seer. So what is excluded then? Rabbi Elazar would then exclude brine, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Megadish, meat, my mouth. Rabbi Yehuda ben Megadish would exclude then salt and water. Tanai, Darshi, Kalaprat. And the other to the Hilo Tanai, Danai, Darshin, Kalaprat. Right? General rule that is details. Tanya, but I thought the Kasav, Bakol, Asher, Tavan, Ashacha, Klal. Bokar, Vatson, Vachichar, Prat. Bakol, Asher, Tishalchon, Ashacha, Chazar, Baklal. So, right, so that's the Kasav. So you'll give the money wherever you want. That's a general generalization. Bakar, and so with the cattle, the sheep, the wine, and the strong drink are the details. And then Bakol Asher Tishlon Hashacha is again a generalization. So Klal or Prat or Klal, right? So, Iyatadan Elkeina Prat. So, when you have a general, details and another general rule, you can only apply to the whole thing according to the details. Ma Prat. For just the details are explicit. Free me, free, gilei karka. So, just like in the interim statement, it's talking about, produce. Right, things that grow from the ground. Anything that is produce of produce and grow from the ground. Right, meaning so being by pre means anything that comes from set of these items, like a subcategory of these things. Meaning that, you know, like any produce from a cow or any produce from a sheep, or anything from wine or anything from strong drink. But Tanya Ida. We have another brayta. Ma prat mefurash vlad vlad haaretz. I'll call vlad 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 haaretz. So another brayta states that it's clearly listed there things that grow from the earth. So two are all things that are even off their growth from the growth of the earth. Off the offspring. Ma benayis. So what's the difference between these two opinions? Amar rabaye. Dagi mika benai. The difference between them is fish. Lamanda amar primi priy dilei karka. Hani dagi dilei karka inu. If you're talking about the ones that produce or produce and grow from the ground, then fish are considered to grow from the ground. Lamanda amar vlad vladota arets dagim mai iburu. If you say that whatever it has been an offspring of the earth, the thing is though, from the sixth of the creation, that fish came out from the ocean, not from the land. So mai iburu. Who says that Abaye says that fish are grown as good from the ground? Amar Abaye. Aval putita loka arbayim. If you ate a certain water instead of the putita, you get four sets of malka. Namaha loka chamash. If you got for a ant, you'll get five. Sira loka shesh. For sira, which is a hornet, you'll get six. But if you really thought that it's that petita is anything in the water that is growing from the ground, then it should have been five for petita, not four. Ella Maravina Ofut. So rather, so then Ravina is going to go with the question of maybe it's in regard to birds. So we're going to continue from here tomorrow as we continue on in our study of the third parak. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.